الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما تنفقوا من شيء يوفى إليكم وأنتم لا تظلمون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما نقصت صدقة من مال إلى آخر الحديث صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين respected ulama-i kiram, beloved elders we have been discussing the noble characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam his generosity his humility his forgiveness and overlooking the ummah and we are busy discussing the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes in the hadith kana rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ajwar an-nas rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most magnanimous and generous personality that had come onto the face of the earth and we had mentioned that every attribute and every characteristics noble characteristic rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had excelled in all the characteristics and rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned also bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq I have been sent for the perfection of good character. In all these noble characteristics, whether it is generosity, whether it is humility, whether it is overlooking and forgiveness, are all noble traits and characteristics of good character. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam excelled in all of them. And we had given some examples of how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, great amount of wealth had come to him, but he had distributed it, especially the wealth of Bahrain. Our calculation today over about 22 million and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had distributed all. One hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I don't wish that this mountain, Abu Zar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, oh Abu Zar, do you see this mountain? That is Mount Uhud. I looked at Mount Uhud and I thought, I looked at what amount of the day was there, I looked at the sun to see how far and how much time was left for the sun to set. And I thought Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will send me for some errand. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that I do not wish to have this mountain of gold, but I will spend it in the path of Allah. I will spend all of it, except for three dinars. Dinars in today is about 22 rands, one dinar, so it's about 60 rands. We would say that also one dinar was for the expenditure for his wives, one dinar was for freeing slaves, and one dinar for was his debts. Imagine the gold equivalent to Mount Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is prepared to spend all of that. And Mount Uhud that we had mentioned previously, some of them had mentioned, the circumference of Mount Uhud was about 22 or 24 kilometers. That amount of gold that Rasulullah said, I do not wish to have it, but I will spend it. So this was the characteristic of Rasulullah. And we had mentioned that Jude did not only mean he is generous, Jude meant that to spend, ifada to ma yambaghi limay yambaghi, spend that which is appropriate to those people that is appropriate. Those people that are hungry, to give them food is jood. Those people that don't have clothing, to give them clothing is jood. Those people who do not have knowledge are misguided, to give them guidance, this is jood and this is generosity. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to give without asking. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to give excessively. There was no limit to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spending. To this extent, like we had mentioned, as Bilal radiallahu anhu mentioned, there used to be no wealth. But when a needy person is to come, to tell me that go and get some wealth from somewhere and spend on this person. Never was the occasion where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused him. One occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reading the Asr Salat and he hastened thereafter, went to one of the homes of his wives, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and the companions became very startled and amazed. Why did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do this? Immediately after the Salat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam rushed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back and told them there was some gold lying in the house, and I meant to instruct them to go and distribute it. I did not like it to be lying in my house undistributed. So this was the characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the hadith goes further to say that وَكَانَ أَجْبَدُ مَا يَكُونَ فِي رَمَضَانَ Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in fact more generous in the month of Ramadan. And هِنَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ when Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Ramadan, he used to be more generous. وَكَانَ يَلْقَوَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّنْ رَمَضَانَ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم to meet Jibreel صلى الله عليه وسلم in every night of Ramadan فيدارسه القرآن and he should revise and recite the Quran upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should recite the Quran Sharif to Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then it comes in the end of the hadith فلا رسول فلا جود رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود من الريح المرسلة فلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was more generous with good than a blowing wind, a wind that is blowing. More than that wind, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم generosity was. So the commentators of the hadith have explained in detail that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم generosity was much more in Ramadan. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is so generous in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closes the doors of Jahannam, opens the doors of Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ties up the rebellious shayateen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward of farz for 70 times. Increases the reward of nafil to the reward of farz. This is the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are the exposition of the characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the highest degree. Other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has characteristics and the manifestation and exposition of those characteristics are found in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most generous. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest Nabi, he will be also the most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be the most merciful in the creation. So like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most generous, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also was most generous. Then the month of Ramadan, obviously the month wherein ordinary people like me and you are stirred up and encouraged of increasing our good actions, increasing the actions of merit and reward and amal salihah. And among the actions of amal salihah is to spend and to be generous. So this spirit was found even more in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was more encouraged to spend in the month of Ramadan. Then we find meeting Jibreel salatu wasalam. This had also had an effect. This had also impressed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Jibreel salatu wasalam is an angel of Allah. And angels do not have any need, do not have any greed, etc. So the effect of this companionship of Jibreel salatu wasalam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is to impress upon him. And when a person has no need and no greed, that's when he will spend his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's either the greed that withholds us, or the need, we find we have too much need, then we cannot spend. So when a person is independent of these characteristics, then he becomes even more generous. Then it is mentioned, فَيُدَارِسُ الْقُرْآنِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمِ should revise the Holy Qur'an. This is why it has become like a sunnah now, even in the month of Ramadan, that one person recites, the other person listens. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa should recite, Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should listen. And Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should recite, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should listen. There's great debates here whether it was the whole Quran or that amount of the Quran Sharif that was revealed. However, the point to take note of here is this, that when a person recites the Holy Quran, then he is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is disinclined towards materialistic things. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be connected to Rasulullah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be disinclined towards things that are materialistic. That is why to give and distribute Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should become very easy. And here in the hadith we find, for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajwaru bil khair. Two interpretations are given bil khair. One is wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more generous with wealth than a blowing wind. Otherwise, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like a wind, benefits persons, peoples, indiscriminately, sick, the poor, those people that are poor, those people that are rich, those people that are near, those people that are distant, those people that are Muslims, that are non-Muslims. When a cool breeze blows, it benefits all those people. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who indiscriminately distributes his wealth between poor and rich, between poor people, between those people that are known to him, not known to him, that are Muslims, that are not Muslims, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should indiscriminately distribute. And it used to be more, it was more far-reaching than the wind used to blow. Like the wind blows and reaches far and wide. Similarly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, charities used to go far and wide. And another aspect people have mentioned here is the wind sometimes is such that it can benefit some people, but can be detrimental to others. Some people are sick, they have a cold, they have a flu, etc. And when the cold wind blows, it is to their detriment, it's to their harm. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generosity was such that every single person used to benefit from him. Then some say what is meant by khair with not only wealth, but with goodness, that knowledge, akhlaq, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give knowledge to those people who did not have knowledge, to teach akhlaq and good character to those people who did not have. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to spiritually benefit more than what the wind benefits. The wind can only benefit physically, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should benefit the people physically and spiritually and morally with his akhlaq and with his knowledge and with his ilm, etc. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more generous than a blowing wind. Wind that blows, you know, how far reaching the effect of the winds are. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teaching was even more far reaching right up to this day. We experience the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the benefit even today in the akhlaq of the people, in the morals of the people, in the lights of the people. So this was the attributes mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was most generous. Now if you look at this aspect in the Holy Quran, there are two things, or one thing that is very glaring. We should remember every ni'mat that we have, every bounty that we have, it's only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever ni'mat we have, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when it comes to wealth, then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presses upon us to spend the wealth, then there are one or two words that are used very commonly. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Allah ta'ala says, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Whereas everything, spend from that we have bestowed upon you, we have gifted upon you, we have blessed you with. Whereas every ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to impress upon us that we should not ever feel at any time that this wealth belongs to me. It is my expertise, my knowledge, my know-how, etc. Why? وَمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of every person's rosy. And Allah يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتِرُ. It is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who decides whose rosy He will expand and whose rosy He will constrict. Whose rosy will be constricted and whose rosy will be expanded, there is a decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are ordered to make an effort, but at the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that decides. And whatever He decrees will come to us. That's why here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention, like every other ni'mat, whether it is talking, walking, speaking, etc., eating, drinking, from Allah, this is also mimma rajaqnakum, what we have bestowed upon you. Don't ever feel that it's mine. Innama utitu ala ilmin indi. This was what Qarun had mentioned, and we saw what happened to him. But whatever true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, haza min fadli rabbi. This is from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have been given this excellence or this wealth, I have given this resources, etc. Only from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it comes from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why should we restrain ourselves from spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are giving to that Zat that is given to us. And the more we will give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. The more we will give, وَمَا تُنْفِكُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُزْلَمُونَ. Whatever you spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay you, will give you, and you will not be oppressed in the least. So many ayats of the Holy Quran. One side exhorting us, أَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Spend from what we have given to you. And on the other side, that whatever you give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay you back. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفُ لَهُ وَلَوْ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Different ayat. Who is there that will give a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what is a loan? Why the word loan is used here? To show that a loan is something that deserves repayment and you'll be repaid. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ. Who is there that will give a loan to Allah? One hand we find لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other said, Allah ta'ala encourages us. Who is there that will give a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A loan to is given to that person that is needy. But no, with this phrase, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us. Like we give a loan, we have hope of repayment. And Allah ta'ala says here, we won't only get what we give. يُقْرُضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفُ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply for him and give him abundant reward. So great encouragement for spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mentioned another attribute that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. That's believe in Allah and His Rasul. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Spend from that wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you a trustee, a vicegerent upon. This wealth does not belong to you. Does not belong to you. Why? It belongs to somebody else before you. It's in your hands now. Tomorrow it will belong to somebody else after you. So you are just a trustee. Allah Ta'ala has entrusted this wealth to you to spend from that wealth. Spend from that wealth. We have given you the wealth. Mimma anfaqu. Mimma Mimma, what we have given to you. Mimma rajatanakum. Here again, that wealth which is in your hands, we have given it to you, and you are a trustee in that wealth. So do not hoard, do not hold back. Spend, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. We find that this characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the other characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were emulated. And we found them mirrored in the life of the Sahaba Kiram, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, and the other people of this ummah. We find even this quality of spending abundantly in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was followed by the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the chief amongst them was Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had spent, especially at the time of Tabuk, had given all his wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did you leave for yourself? The goodwill of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That occasion when he spent everything, in that occasion he was even congratulated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith also, there is nobody's companionship and wealth that has benefited me like the wealth of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And I repaid everybody in this dunya except Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repay him in hereafter. And on the day of judgment in paradise, he will be repaid. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that one companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who followed in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and spent all his wealth in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And فَسَيُجَنَّبُ وَالْأَتْقَى الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكَّى وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu that he will be saved from the blazing fire. The person that gives his wealth, yatazakka, to purify himself. And he does not give this wealth. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى. He is not repaying somebody for a favor that he did upon him. Sometimes the person is repay the person because he did him a favor. He helped him, assisted him. وَمَا لِأَحَدٍ عِنْدَهُ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ تُجْزَى إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. Who is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bearing witness for who? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. إِلَّا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِ الْأَعْلَى. He only wants the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَسَوْفَ يَرْضَى. And he will soon be pleased. He will soon be pleased with the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him. So here we find the noble attribute of spending in the path of Allah, find to the fullest in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. There are great amounts given here, to about 40,000 dirhams when he had accepted Islam. The time of migration, he had only 5, and he had taken all of them to serve Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the service of deen, he had spent all his wealth. So this was the noble characteristics of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, emulated by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And if you go down the annals of history, we find hundreds of thousands of incidents where people used to spend generously in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also have occasions like these occasions we have today when the calls are made out from those people that are completely deprived, those people that are poor, those people do not have food to eat. People of Burma, people of Syria, people of other countries, calls are made for us to assist them. We should also be generous. When we give, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us. And وَمَا نَقَسَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنْ مَالٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when we give charity, that never decreases the wealth. That wealth will definitely increase. We'll mention so many incidents how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had repaid people here in this dunya when they spent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we should remember to spend on the needy ones, especially in our area, in our society, and especially if they are our relatives, brings great reward. Person that spends on his family, who is his family also, in need also, there's double reward. One is because of keeping up the family relationship, and secondly is because of assisting the poor. So many ways we can assist them. Some of them are poor. Some of them don't have medical facilities. Some of them don't have houses to stay. Some people don't have rent to pay. If we look after their needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in a position where we are trustees of this wealth. And we should try and spend. Maybe we cannot emulate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully and spend in such a way where all the wealth is given. Where there's no wealth, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bilal, can get wealth from somewhere and give it to the needy. But at least we can spend the excess wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.